This is John Killoran for Payments.com, and I'm speaking today with Morgan Baird, who is the Strategic Marketing Director at TSYS. Welcome, Morgan.
Hi there, John.
Also with us is Bruno Corbage, who is the Senior Director of Product Management at FICO. And hello to you, Bruno.
Hello.
I'm going to be talking to both you gentlemen today about, we're answering the question, why should financial institutions move toward what we're calling a bring-your-own persona approach to customer engagement? I'm going to start with you, Bruno. Could you tell us why are traditional portfolio segmentation approaches to customer engagement no longer enough?
Yeah, well, in the past, financial institutions have been segmenting by sociodemographics. It was easy. It worked. Decisions were made really quite judgmentally. Then we added KYC, or Know Your Customer. That worked a little better. It fulfilled some requirements around regulations, mostly in fraud. That worked a little better. But today we really can't get away with that anymore. Everybody is digitally connected. Everyone has access to mobile devices. They're on their social networks, etc. So we really need to consider digital ability or trust and openness to sharing data as new measures. At their core, digital users are individuals who bring a unique digital profile and a set of behaviors in every situation. We call this new world bring your own persona, or BYOP for short. It was a term first coined by the Wharton School of Business, and it requires a fundamentally different way of thinking about customers. It used to be assumed that people would exhibit predictable behaviors in both their public and their private lives based on their sociodemographics, which allowed firms to use classic segmentation techniques for targeted interactions. Now, those models really, they're no longer sufficient. Almost all demographics have access to mobile, social, and wearable devices. And what distinguishes them is they're savvy in how they use these tools and their comfort level with the willingness to share data in various scenarios. So that's really the idea behind BYOP, or bring your own persona. It's the need to identify new segments by their digital engagement.
All right. Well, now, Morgan, TSYS did some primary research in the area. Can you share with us what some of the findings were?
Absolutely. And to give a little bit of background there, I always like to share a brief story about my grandmother. Now, okay. A couple of years ago, she was given an iPad for a present. And it's the first computer she's ever had in her 80-some-odd years. And the idea that I love about that is this user friendliness. So just with a simple few swipes of her finger, she's all of a sudden FaceTiming with her 6-year-old great-grandson. And that little vignette kind of reiterates the point that Bruno's making, that we're all members of the digital age now. Now, I love this story, and I love my grandmother, of course, but a sample size of one lovely lady on the Canadian border of New York simply won't work. Now, a sample size won't work. You know, what we've done here at TSYS is we've explored this idea more deeply by surveying consumers in the UK and Germany. In fact, over 1,000 people between the two countries. So we asked them payment-specific questions to understand not only consumers' attitudes and preferences, but also their behaviors. That is the idea that there are certain actions that have been taken in the past year. And we focused particularly on specific topics like mobile and social media and then alternative payments. And what the results showed us were surprising. They really did surprise us, frankly. And it's the idea that digital adoption doesn't differ by those old standby segmentations of income and education. And when we look at things through that lens, that traditional lens of age and income and education, the differences are indeed rather insignificant now. So we do need that new approach. And it's in the new realm of bring your own persona era. The conclusion that we're drawing here is that we need to characterize digital personas along the two dimensions that Bruno has mentioned, and that's the digital capability and trust.
All right, so Bruno, how should issuers pursue BYOP?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, BYOP is really a journey. It begins, and this is really important, with a very, very clear understanding of the overall relationship that you have with a customer. Then, you know, as Morgan mentioned, there's two areas to deliver against. So there's digital enablement and trust. Improving customers' digital capability really requires that issuers make their applications easy to use. And the data is really telling us that they're doing a good job at that. There was a survey run by Synergistics that revealed that 2/3 of respondents are either comfortable or totally comfortable with self-service applications that support banking activity. So we're in good shape here. Then there's building trust. Now, there's always going to be a small population that doesn't have faith in digital systems. And, you know, the recent very visible security breaches haven't helped that. We call those groups the paranoids.
Okay.
But aside from these guys, building trust is really absolutely critical. And it entails providing clear value to the consumer in exchange for the data that's being collected. The 2015 TSIS UK Consumer Payments Engagement Survey tells us that 69% of early adopters found the ability to self-determine the frequency of offers from their bank's merchant partners was either valuable or very valuable. So issuers will need to respect that to maintain that trust. FICO's own research also tells us that 9% of people think that the primary bank sends them too many offers, only 9%. I believe that there's an opportunity here for issuers that can interpret omnichannel data and have a clear understanding of their relationship with their clients. These issuers are going to be able to make strategic decisions about which offers to present the customer and when. And that's really going to help improve customer engagement as well, obviously, as the bottom line.
All right. Well, I'm going to wrap up with one more question for you, Morgan. Could you tell us, how can our audience learn more about a BYOP approach to customer engagement?
Yeah, there are a couple of easy ways. One, Bruno and I have written a white paper introducing the topic and providing some prescriptive advice on how to gain success with the BYOP approach. That white paper should be available on TSIS.com and payments.com as well. We'll also be co-hosting a live webinar on the 9th of June, where we'll get a deeper dive into this topic and discuss some best practices and have a Q&A session. Obviously, your payments.com audience, John, is welcome, and we hope to be able to join us for that. And I believe we'll have some registration details alongside this interview transcript, if I'm not mistaken, John.
Yes, I believe we will, and we'll be looking forward to getting people to the white paper and also to getting the word out about the webinar. So it's something that we can, as I said, look forward to. I want to thank both you gentlemen for speaking with us today and sharing this information.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, John.